ESPN Radio 1100 and 100.9 FM is KWWN, Las Vegas, K265EZ. Monday Night Football is coming, and Cofield & Company is at Pizza Rock inside Green Valley Ranch with Adam Hill.
Oh, man. Hey.
Brian McKinnell.
They've done studies, you know, 60% of the time, it works every time.
Just when I think you couldn't possibly be any dumber, you go and do something like this.
And totally redeem yourself!
On ESPN Las Vegas.
It's a bold strategy, Cotton. Let's see if it pays off for him.
Yeah, that's right. It's Monday. The unmistakable smell of Italian fries and meatballs and Detroit Red Top permeate the air. Can mean only one thing. Cofield & Company is out at Pizza Rock at Green Valley Ranch. In case you couldn't tell, no Steve Cofield today. I'm Ryan McKinnell holding it down here with the ever-present, the big man himself, bringing one half of the highest-weighted show in radio history to you, Adam Hill. What's up, Adam?
Not much. I'm good. It's always a fun time to be out here on Monday Night Football, and we're going to be all over town this week, so it's very exciting.
Yes, we are. This is the highest-weighted show world tour, or at least Nevada tour or Las Vegas?
Las Vegas Valley tour?
Sure.
Maybe?
Sure. But as aforementioned, we are out here at Pizza Rock. We say it every week, but I don't think it can be said enough. I could just really just say this, $4 meatballs. If you've had them, you know how great of a deal that is. We'll be out here, obviously, from 3 to 5. The happy hour runs from 3 to 6. And, of course, we're down here kicking off Monday Night Football between the Green Bay Packers and the San Francisco 49ers. We'll be here all night doing our regular giveaways and prizes. Just a little to whet the appetite on the giveaways, something I saw very interesting to me. Free passes, Adam, to the upcoming Freddie Mercury biopic Bohemian Rhapsody.
This is a debate we've had, by the way, not to go too far off your point on that. Biopic? I say biopic. I know some people say biopic. I don't think that's right.
I think you're right. I think biopic is right.
I think biopic is like sounds like some sort of a medical
right, like
term.
an eye problem,
or like a biopsy.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah, fair enough.
I think biopic.
You definitely win that.
But I'm not saying you're not the only one that says that.
Yeah,
I think almost the majority of people say that, and I just think it's wrong.
Well, I tend to agree with you. I think I just do it out of habit.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, we're both writers, and I feel like biopic is the correct, especially when we're talking about a film.
I could be wrong, too, but yeah. I hear biopic. It just never sounds right to me.
Chime in on Twitter, at Adam Hill, LVRJ, myself, at Ryan McKinnell. We are here for the next 2 hours. Coming up in the second hour, we are going to get to, and I know plenty of you are waiting to hear about this, we're going to be getting to VGK and the Raiders in the second hour in full, and, of course, we will be out tomorrow for more VGK coverage out in front of T-Mobile at Toshiba. So rest not, worry not, we will have that for you. But right now, Adam, I want to talk about our picks. How'd you do over the weekend?
Well, I did incredibly well. I won't even joke about it. I seriously was concerned yesterday that some of my apps might get shut down.
Just doing too
fear.
Good. Just
I think
too
they're
good.
In fear.
You're getting like the Dana White treatment when he won like the $2 million at the Palms and they shut him out?
I feel like there's a lot of companies that are just looking, like, you know, all these sports books are looking at it. Like, it's impossible to win every single bet. But somehow it was happening.
So you're there. You did that well.
I will say one of my apps almost quintupled in a 48-hour stretch.
Oh, good for you. Good for you.
That's insane.
Well, you did the show on Friday with Case Kiefer, and Case and I had completely opposite picks, 14 out of 14. We are on the opposite end of every single pick.
Usually when that happens, it'll go, I would guess just without knowing that you both probably went 7-7.
Right.
Probably both went 500.
You would think.
And I don't think we should minimize how insane that is.
Right.
14 plays, you were without knowing, you were the opposite on all 14 plays.
Yeah. Now, in fairness, I did make my picks in about 10 minutes when Cofield let me know that I needed to get them in, and I kind of spaced on it because I was doing the morning show and got wrapped up in my afternoon. So I did make quick picks. I was 3-9-1. I did get a push out of there.
Well, that's good news for Case.
Yeah. Case won. Yeah, Case had a very good weekend.
Very good week.
Yeah. So there was that, and then there was also my Chicago Bears.
Yeah.
There was my terrible picking, which obviously put a damper on the weekend, but nothing worse than what happened in Miami, which, before we get to it, and we will be getting to it, obviously the showdown under the lights, Sunday Night Football, Pat Mahomes, Tom Brady, outstanding game, a lot of stuff to talk about coming from that game. But Adam, prior to that game, I thought the game of the week is the one I watched on Sunday afternoon between the Bears and Miami. It was a great game.
It was entertaining.
If you're a Miami fan.
Well, I mean, it was entertaining for all fans, I would think, unless, you know, you're a Bears fan and you have unrealistic expectations that the team was actually good, which we've been saying over and over again all year, don't think that, they're not good. So hopefully you listened, everybody listens to the show, and they know the Bears were not a legitimate contender.
And you didn't listen to me.
But there are probably Bears fans that, you know, aren't living in reality.
Now, hold on. Now, I wasn't super high on the Bears. I wasn't over the moon. I think I taper everything of all of my expectations involving this team. But we say this every week, Adam, don't overreact. And it seems to me that you're overreacting. At the end of the day, the Bears
not
are still
overreacting. The Bears We've been saying this all year.
Still got a winning record, still above 500, and still leading the NFC North.
I'm not overreacting to yesterday.
Well, you're saying they're trash.
No, I'm not. Okay. I'm saying they're not a contender. They're going to have ups and downs. They're at least a year away from competing, maybe two. Like, this is a team that's still learning a lot of things, and they still have a pretty weak link at quarterback in their lineup. So we've been saying all along, I will say yesterday, my best bet going into the weekend was Miami. When it went to 7, even with Brock Osweiler, doubled down, also played Moneyline. I was all over the Dolphins yesterday. It was just a great spot for Miami just because, again, the Bears are not consistent. They're not going to be consistent. They are figuring it out. And I think they have a lot of pieces. They're just a year away.
Yeah, you talk about the consistency, and I think that's a huge issue. I don't know how you can go from a week ago and Mitch Trubisky and 6 touchdowns to that they have a problem at quarterback now. I wouldn't call it a problem.
He's a weak link. And by the way, as we said, that was a system game. And it was also against – this is not an exaggeration. The Bucs are the worst defense I've ever seen in the NFL. The worst. And we saw their coordinator got fired today. They are horrific. And I think that was fool's gold in a lot of ways for the Bears. And again, if you go back and watch the game, as we told you, there was not a difficult throw that Mitch Trubisky made in the entire – he was throwing to guys standing on their own on the field. That's what he was doing. And he made the throw, so you've got to do that. But you cannot get fooled by that game. You cannot let that game be like, wow, this Trubisky guy, look how good he is. No.
Well, I thought I was sitting pretty. There was the fumble at the goal line with what was it? It was an OT.
Kenyon Drake, yeah.
Yeah, Kenyon Drake. Got a text from Cofield who reminded me that we had our 30 points. The Bears were not going to get 30 points scored on them all year.
That was your bet.
Felt very confident in that.
And I told you that was the dumbest proposal I've ever made, and you still threw it out there anyway.
Well, you know.
This team will not give up 30 points.
You guys have a way of pushing me over the edge.
I will say.
You gang up on me.
Well, I will say.
And you force me into these horrible decisions.
In fairness
to
Ryan.
Peer pressure, really.
I'm going
to
be fair to Ryan in this case.
Thanks, Adam.
When Ryan made the proclamation and made the bet that the Bears would not give up 30 points this entire season, he did not know they were going to have to play Brock Osweiler. You didn't know that.
I hate you.
At the time, you weren't aware.
That's true.
That they were going to have to play Brock Osweiler.
In hindsight, Brock Osweiler is an absolute Bears killer. 4-0 in his career against my Chicago Bears. You want to explain that to me? Adam, I'm fully convinced now, more so than ever, that the reason Brock Osweiler has money and a contract in the NFL is solely because of his performances against my Chicago Bears.
Well, then he continued that dominance yesterday. Although it wasn't a terrific game for Brock Osweiler. It was more of a team effort, and the Bears not being able to finish was part of it as well. But yeah, it was... That's kind of what we've said about me and Steve have said about the Bears all year. You and our other Bears fan friends somehow believe they're like a playoff team.
Listen, I think they absolutely can still be a playoff team. I think that division is up in the air. It's completely open. I think, honestly, I think the best team, and I'm not sure because we're still fairly early in the season, about a quarter through, a little bit over, Detroit. Obviously, they're on a bye this weekend. Well, I mean, listen, I like what I've seen Slay obviously what they've been doing on the defense, they've shored that up. Their offense is extremely potent. For the first time ever, it looks like they have a running game. But listen, it's a wide-open division. I still think
the Vikings will be the best.
That I don't agree with. But I will say this. I think the Bears' defense is much better than what they showed on Sunday. I think it was a bit of an anomaly. I think they let themselves get wrapped up with play calls and penalties. You saw it from the fans. Now, what did you think about that, the Trey Burton pick play? Because we talked a little bit about it on social media yesterday, but I didn't get your thoughts. What did you think when you finally did see it?
I still haven't seen the actual the breakdown. Man. I saw it live, okay. And I thought it was the right call live.
Okay.
But I put it out on Twitter yesterday. Can somebody please send me this? Instead of everybody just ranting about the bad call, can somebody just send me the clip? And I did not go through game tape like I usually do. I had some other things going on last night, so I didn't get to go watch that one yet. But again, like I think there's bad calls all over the place, and I think sometimes refs do decide the outcome, and that's not intentional. I don't think refs are out there like, I'm going to call the game for this team. I just think calls they make or don't make, which could go either way, oftentimes do decide games. But in the end, I mean, the Bears got incredibly fortunate to get that fumble at the goal line to keep the game going, and then weren't able to take advantage of it. And I thought,
and not only that,
got a little too conservative on their offensive drive as well.
Yes.
There was a lot of issues that were the Bears. And as far as the defense goes, I think this is a really, really good defense. But again, like we talk about with other teams, I don't think people understood how good the defense was going to be. And now I think they're taking a look at it and saying, okay, this is where we can beat them. This is the areas we can take advantage of. You need to readjust now. So just like, you know, I thought yesterday, well, we saw when we're going to get into the Chiefs, but the Chiefs did a good job. They were kind of taken out of their game a little bit early. Then they started to make adjustments and figure it out. So it's cyclical. Like, you jump out like, oh, wow, this defense is really good. And then people start to figure it out. And then how do you adjust back? So it'll be on the Bears to try to figure out how to get back to what they were doing. Because they were, I'm not going to say exposed, but they were shown a little bit of a blueprint of how you can have success against them.
Well, and I'll say this. You mentioned it, the conservative play calling by Matt Nagy. If Bears fans want to blame anybody, blame Matt Nagy. I like what he's been doing with the sets and some of the scheming. I like plenty of what I've seen from him. But at the end of the day, that conservative play calling, and you saw the opposite of the Pittsburgh game. You saw what going for it. You know, they didn't – when Pittsburgh scored on that final play here against Cincinnati, the up-the-middle pass to A.B., that was on first down. They were just trying to get a couple extra yards to pad that field goal. Chicago didn't even try that. Instead, they settled for a 53-yard field goal, and you saw what the end result was. All right, we're out here at Pizza Rock at Green Valley Ranch. We got $4 happy hour specials, $5 happy hour specials, $4 well drinks. We got $2 off all draft beers, wines by the glass, and specialty cocktails, and a fun addition to the main menu. Pizza Rock is now carrying chicken wings. So, you know, Adam's excited. You know, I'm excited. All right, when we come back, Chicago versus Miami was an exciting game on Saturday afternoon, and it looked to be the game of the week. It was until, of course, Patrick Mahomes and Tom Brady squared off on Sunday Night Football. We'll be back here on Cofield & Company.
Visit Cofield's Corner on LVSportsNetwork.com for access to the latest podcasts and best interviews.
Hey, it's JT the Brick. I'm from New York. I know great pizza, Grimaldi's, the best pizza I ever had. It's perfect to satisfy those football Sunday cravings. Check it out, the world-famous Grimaldi's Pizzeria.
Good Monday, Las Vegas. Frank Harness checking in with you once again, and Monday means it's time to get ready to wrap up another week of NFL football action. Whether you're coming off a great week or whether you're trying to bail out from a not-so-great week, you know what you need to do. You need information to make your wager. For that, we call our good friends at Gordon Howard Global, 1-888-566-7878. We're talking once again with our good friend, Mr. Steve Berry. Now, Steve, I know you guys are coming off another good weekend, and you plan on capping it off tonight with San Fran and Green Bay.
Yeah, we had a great Saturday, a really good Sunday, and we are going to cap it off with San Fran Green Bay tonight. Packers laying 9.5, the total's 46.5. San Fran coming in at 1-4, not very good. Green Bay coming in not much better at 2-2-1. Both teams coming off losses the last time they played. Green Bay, I don't think, should be laying this many points to San Francisco. We know San Fran is playing with Beathard instead of Garoppolo, but he last 2 weeks he's averaging 325 yards of passing, so that's competent enough to be able to win games. Green Bay's trying to pick up just their second against the spread victory since week one. They are playing with a banged up Aaron Rodgers. He's going to be wearing a very heavy brace tonight. That will affect the game. I mean, at the beginning of the year, the schedule makers made this one of the key games for the year, and now it's turning out to be not so great, but it will be an exciting game, and it will be a game where you can make money. There are a lot of injuries on both sides of the ball. We have the information on these injuries that will make the game absolutely one-sided. Anybody can handicap this game, but not everyone can acquire information we have access to. Make the call and finally find out what working with professionals is all about. It's 1-888-566-7878. The San Francisco Green Bay Investment winner at no charge. The winner is free. There's no hype. There's no hassle. There's no obligation. Make the call. 1-888-566-7878. San Fran Green Bay winner at no charge from Gordon Howard.
Now, Steve, when you have a game like this, and yeah, you said that one team is starting to play a little bit better. The other team's been struggling all year. But on Monday night, sometimes teams get up for that. You mentioned the injuries. There's also weather conditions. Weather's starting to change around the country. You need all the information. You need the right information. That's why people need to call Gordon Howard Global, 1-888-566-7878.
You're absolutely right, Frank. Information is key in these type of games. Well, another little thing I didn't mention, Mr. Crosby on Green Bay probably had the worst kicking experience of his life against the Lions. He missed five total kicks. Will that come into play mentally on his part tonight? That's the type of information you have to have. And as you said, whether you're coming off a great weekend like us or not, we have the answer. It's 1-888-566-7878. San Francisco Green Bay winner at no charge from Gordon Howard.
Rampart Casino's Race and Sportsbook is your new football headquarters. Win cash and free slot play in our $50,000 Red Zone to Riches free weekly football contest. Go head-to-head with our Race and Sports Director each week in our Beat the Bookie contest. Win great prizes, including team jerseys, at our weekly Thursday night football parties. Win a VIP seating package in the book with our Ruler of the Room Parlay Card Challenge. Plus, enjoy game day food and drink specials all season long. Only at Rampart Casino.
Want to hang at a cool spot for Thursday night football to watch the game? Join Cofield and Company at Silver Sevens Hotel and Casino. There's free parking. That's right, free parking. Plus cheap eats and drinks. $12 on the buckets of beer, Bud Light, and Michelob Ultra. $3 drafts and $5 Micheladas. And when Cofield and Company is on during the daily happy hour, there's $2 pint shots and margaritas. ESPN Las Vegas' home for Thursday night football is the Corona Cantina at Silver Sevens Hotel and Casino at Flamingo and Paradise.
This is James Dean Levitt, and I am running for judge. For the past 35 years as a missionary, lawyer, regent, and candidate for judge, I have dedicated my life to helping young men and women discover their unlimited potential in becoming productive members of society and inspiring them to change and improve their lives. This is why I am running to be the next judge in Justice Court Department 1, and I am humbly asking for your vote. Paid for by the committee to elect James Dean Levitt.
Ask anyone who has dined at Poncho's in downtown Summerlin, and they'll tell you it's the best Mexican restaurant in town. And there is so much going on at Poncho's. Available exclusively in the cantina, enjoy happy hour every day of the week. Each Tuesday is Taco Tuesday at Poncho's, featuring $2.50 tacos. Sunday night, it's tequila night at Poncho's. Starting at 3 p.m. until closing time, enjoy half off all pours in the cantina with over 40 brands to choose from. Fiesta like there's no mañana at Poncho's Mexican restaurant in downtown Summerlin. Ole!
Every Friday during football season, join us from 6 until 7 p.m. for the William Hill Radio Show, hosted by Paulie Howard, live from Hooters Casino Hotel. He'll break down all the weekend action, including who bettors are backing the most. After the show, make Hooters Casino Hotel your home for game day, with great food and drink specials, plus continuous live in-play wagering. For all the details, visit williamhill.us. Saturdays and Sundays during football season, enjoy $5 buckets of Bud Light and Michelob Ultra from 10 p.m. till 9 a.m. in the underground lounge and porch.
Let's get it started.
It's Monday, and the place to watch the football game is Pizza Rock at Green Valley Ranch.
From the 25-yard line. Play action. Holmes steps up, going deep. That field wide open again is Hill. inside the 30. Wow. Hill down the sideline. Hill all the way.
Oh, my goodness.
Touchdown, Kansas City at 75 yards.
Oh, my goodness.
Took all of 12 seconds. Unreal.
This is how they do it. They're going all the way across. Yes, there's a safety in the middle of the field, but he's so fast, he gets on the other side of it. But I assume there was somebody that was supposed to be playing that deep zone. There wasn't, so it was clearly a blown coverage by somebody.
Sunday Night Football on the call. Al Michaels, Chris Collinsworth, what you're hearing there is what looked to be the deal breaker, the touchdown that sealed the game. Pat Mahomes to Tyreek Hill for 75 yards. A little fallout from Tyreek hit the end zone. We're going to get to that in the big five at four. But, yeah, Adam, that was seemed like a benchmark play. It seemed like a coming-out party for Pat Mahomes. And as we found out, not the case. Tom Brady's still playing in the NFL.
Yeah, and, you know, the Chiefs' defense is a disaster, and it let them down once again. But it was also the Patriots' offense and Tom Brady doing what they do. And I mean, when he scored, did any? I was watching the game with some people. Nobody thought that the Patriots weren't going to score. And there was a lot of Chiefs fans. There was a lot of neutral fans, but everybody expected the Patriots would just march down the field and score. And I think the Patriots believed that too. It was almost like, oh, good, he scored. Now we've got the ball. Now we can go win.
Yeah, in fact, that is exactly what happened. In fact, Tom Brady talked about it after the game. This is Tom Brady talking about his expectations, watching Tyreek Hill whiz by him on the sideline to score the go-ahead touchdown in overtime here in the radio world. So
accustomed to?
Accustomed to, yeah. Better word, exactly. Is this the biopic?
Adept at.
There you go.
Yeah.
Thank you, Adam Hill. But no, you said it. It was one of those expectations where Tyreek Hill scores, and what was left on the three minutes?
Yeah.
So Brady goes in, he talks about it later. He's like, yeah, you know, I saw Tyreek Hill blow by me, and I thought to myself, well, good. Score. Get it out of the way. It gives us more time to go in and kick a field goal.
Yeah.
Like, that's insane that he's that confident that we're thinking it, and also he is thinking it.
Well, I mean, obviously great players are often very, very confident. But I think in this case, you look – I think things almost need to be done differently. If you're the Chiefs and your other teams like the Bucks, teams like that, I think you need to play the game differently at this point, because when it happened, I was like, maybe you onside kick. Try to get the ball back. And if the Patriots do score, you're putting them on a short field so that maybe they score quickly and you can get the ball back. Like, I just think you have to completely throw the book out. I mean, I think you have to throw the book out in a lot of ways. But in that case, I think you're looking at it, we can't stop anyone. If you're the Chiefs, we cannot get a stop.
You talk about that from the defensive side of the ball, and you're absolutely right. I understand why they would think that. But at what point are we just going to do this approach with Brady in general? Like, there's like a few quarterbacks, right? Tom Brady, Aaron Rodgers. I suppose you could throw a couple in there, right? But that when they get the ball, that there's this foregone conclusion that they're
Breeze.
Just going. Yeah, fair. That they're just going to score
when they have to.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Like that. We're living in an incredible era of quarterbacks, because I can't think of any other time in history. Maybe a Joe Montana.
Well,
fine. He set the benchmark for that.
I also think the rules are just a lot different. I mean, in this, like, you really can't defend the receivers in certain ways. So if you do have a quarterback that is that good at being accurate and finding and making reads, especially, like, there's really no way to stop them in certain situations. And, like, we know through the years it didn't happen yesterday, but it didn't have to. But we also know that if the Patriots were stopped somehow, there would just be a defensive penalty. Like, that's just what would happen.
All right. So
that's just how it works.
So you're talking about penalties now. There was a big conversation in this game surrounding Tom Brady's. First of all, it was his longest touchdown rush since 2012. But the controversy, I guess, was it a controversy? But the discussion was that Tom essentially was laid off on. He was let up on by the defender that had him wrapped up. The name escapes me at the moment. But what was your read on that whole play? Was it a product of the lazy, the lackadaisical, the seemingly just the referees throwing roughing the passer penalties at every which way and at every?
I think it was a part of it. I don't think it was the whole thing. And I also, for the record, I've been saying this for a long time. It's not even just this year. I've noticed it in the past where quarterbacks get close to the sideline and people don't want to hit them, because even when you hit guys inbounds when they're a quarterback, you still make the call.
Yeah.
So I've seen quarterbacks steal 2-3 yards here and there for years. where you go to the sideline, you know nobody can hit you, so it's like, I'm going to take that one extra step and stick the ball out because you're not allowed to hit the guy even right. when they're in bounds. This year, it's magnified. You've seen it a couple of times. In that case yesterday, yes, I think part of it was that he didn't want to get a penalty, but I don't think he could have actually made the tackle. I believe he came in sideways to try to avoid the direct
hit. Yeah, that's what I saw.
Hit
yep.
Because he knows if you hit him directly and fall on him, it's the body weight rule, and you'll probably get it called on you. So I think he was trying to approach from the side
so he
could take him down, and then he got off his feet, and he just wasn't – there was no way to actually corral Brady in the way that he wanted to because he was in a weird position. I do think he got in a weird position because he wanted to avoid the penalty, but I don't think he necessarily let him go to avoid the penalty. I just think he got himself in a weird spot because he was thinking too much about it. And that's what you're going to do to defenders, and I think that's what you want – not you do, not we do. I think that's what the league wants. I think the league just wants scoring. They think it's more interesting when there's a lot of points, and they want these things to happen. So, you know, I don't think the league has a huge problem with guys letting sacks go because I think the league is like, oh, that's good. That'll just make even more points.
Yeah. So coming out of this game, obviously, you know, New England sitting at 4-2 put out a game that I think a lot of people were questioning, I think even on this show, was this the decline of the New England Patriots? Was it finally happening? Is Tom Brady finally getting old? Did the turmoil and the tumult from the offseason and you know, even from last season in the Super Bowl and all the questions surrounding that loss and this team, are they back on track? And, Adam, who do you feel better about coming out of this game on Sunday night? Did you like the fight that you saw in Kansas City? Do you feel better about them? Because I think that's a lot of things that people said. What's Pat Mahomes, what is this team going to do when they're faced with a real test against a real team with real pressure on them? And yes, they lost, but they performed well. And I feel like, you know, New England answered a lot of questions themselves.
Yeah, I think you saw – I think you come out of the game higher on both teams than you were before it. But what I said Friday I think still is true, and I think I really noticed it in the second half. I think the Patriots wanted to try some things to try to see how, again, to me, the Patriots weren't playing for Sunday night. They were playing for January, and they wanted to figure out what they can do against the Chiefs, what will work against the Chiefs. I think they see them as a very significant roadblock for them to make the Super Bowl, and I think that Belichick was playing the game of, we want to go out and win because we do want to make sure we get a top seed, but we don't want to show them everything that we're doing. And I thought in the first half, they were trying a lot of things to really shut them down and see what worked. And I think they stopped doing those in the second half because I think they saw what they needed to see. And they let the game get away from them. And you know, there was just broken plays and they made some things happen. But I thought that the Patriots did a really, really good job against Tyreek Hill in the first half. The Chiefs adjusted, did some different things with him, and got themselves into some broken plays where Tyreek Hill is really effective.
Yeah.
But I do think the Patriots were just experimenting with a lot of things to try to figure some stuff out, and I think they did a really good job in the first half of making that happen, and the Chiefs came back and adjusted on them, and then now we'll see what the Patriots do when they play again, because I think they most likely will play again.
Yeah, speaking of most likely playing again, you said it. A lot of people think this is going to be a potential matchup either in the playoffs or a little bit later down for the AFC Championship. One of those people is our pal. You know him. You love him.
I'm a bottom feeder.
The ESPN, Stephen A. That's right. You heard him.
He's a bottom feeder.
That always, is, yes, he's a bottom feeder. Stephen A. gave his thoughts on who he thinks is going to come out of this rivalry, this blossoming rivalry, these powers of the AFC, and maybe the answer will surprise you. I'm going to ask Adam about it. Here's Stephen A.
Will the Chiefs represent the AFC in the Super Bowl?
I think so. That's where I'm going today. That's where I've come to. And the reason why is because for them to take their offense on the road the way that they did, mm-hmm. Patrick Mahomes is the real deal. We all know that by now. Tyreek Hill is something special to behold. They can run the football. They can throw the football. They got a quarterback that can do both, obviously, and that matters. Their defense is horrid. We get all of that. But I believe, based on what I saw last night, I don't think the Chiefs are losing more than two games this year. That means that the road to the Super Bowl is coming through Arrowhead. And because it's coming through Arrowhead Stadium in Kansas City, Missouri, I only see one team being able to go into Kansas City and beat them, and that's the New England Patriots, who I don't have much faith in will be able to do it on the road. So I'm here to tell you today that I believe that Kansas City is going to represent the AFC in Super Bowl 53.
Well, there you go, Adam. Real quick, you know, that's not unlike what we said on this show. Two losses, three losses. That's about all KC's getting. So when you hear that, what's your gauge on this? Is KC coming out of the AFC? Do you feel any differently about their chances after you saw them against New England last night?
Well, I'm looking at the schedule right now. First of all, he should probably point out, and I know if he's saying they're going to go 14-2, they probably would have the first seed, but the Patriots do now have the tiebreaker. So they have to finish a game ahead if they want to do it. So, yeah, I think whichever team ends up getting home field advantage is going to have a huge edge in the postseason, especially, you know, in this matchup. It's very close. And I think that'll make a big difference. But, man, I can't say right now that I would pick the Chiefs over the Patriots to go to the Super Bowl. I just can't see. And how many are the Patriots going to lose? I mean, you look through their schedule, yeah, they've got at Pittsburgh. They're playing Minnesota. That's at home. They got Green Bay. Like, they've got some difficult games, but are they going to lose many? I mean, what are they going to, 13-3 or 12-4? So the Chiefs have to finish a game in front of that if they do want to secure the home field advantage. And I think that's really the only way they could beat them.
Prices plus food and drink specials starting at $4. It's Pizza Rock for Monday Night Football inside Green Valley Ranch.
Animals need homes, and Friendly Ford and the Animal Foundation will make that happen on Saturday, October 20th from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. at North Decatur and U.S. 95 during Pause for the Cause. Free microchipping from Warm Springs Animal Hospital and Blue Cross Animal Hospital for all dogs. So bring yours to Friendly Ford. Free food, demonstrations, plus free leashes, dog bowls, dog toys, frisbees, and more. Looking for your new co-driver or a new best friend? You'll find them during Pause for the Cause, October 20th at Friendly Ford, North Decatur and U.S. 95.
Rampart Casino's Race and Sportsbook is your new football headquarters. The $50,000 Red Zone to Riches and Beat the Bookie free football contests. Thursday night football parties, Ruler of the Room Parlay Card Challenge, plus game day food and drink specials only at Rampart.
Hey, it's JT the Brick. I'm from New York. I know great pizza, Grimaldi's. The best pizza I ever had. It's perfect to satisfy those football Sunday cravings. Check it out. The world famous Grimaldi's Pizzeria.
It's Paul Powell.
I'm attorney Paul Powell. If you've been in an accident, hiring the right lawyer can make a huge difference. And unlike most lawyers, I won't take more money than you at the end of your case. That means more money in your pocket, right where it belongs. Call me right now. 728-5500. Paul Powell. More lawyer, less fee.
Pizza Rock is the spot for Monday Night Football. And Cofield and Company is live right before the game at Green Valley Ranch.
Peterman, pick off! Joseph! And he will go! Touchdown! Unbelievable.
All right, back here on Cofield and Company on this Monday. We're out here, as we usually are, at Green Valley Ranch, at Pizza Rock, located inside Green Valley Ranch, holding it down here from 3 to 5 o'clock. We'll be down, of course, for Monday Night Football, into the game as well, handing out prizes and giveaways. We got passes to Bohemian Rhapsody, starring Rami Malek, the star of Mr. Robot. Adam, I hope you watch that show, because if not, you are missing out. We got passes to see Mighty Mighty Boss Stones downtown on 3rd Street. We got UNLV football tickets to give away, and shirts, and plenty of other great stuff. And you got to take advantage of the happy hour stuff out here. We got All Well drinks for $4. We got 32-ounce PBRs for $4. We got Italian fries and meatballs for $4. We got the zucchini fries for $5. And new additions just a couple weeks ago, $8 personal pan pizzas. Personal size pizzas. They have their $7 personal size pizzas that they've been doing for a while now, but they recently added an $8 section featuring their Old Smoky, their River City Ranch, and their Picante, that Old Smoky with smoky barbecue sauce, cheddar, bacon, ground beef, caramelized fried onion, and cilantro. Yes, please. Yes, please. And the Detroit Red Chop, of course. If you haven't listened to the show, I think I probably spent a good 45 minutes on the Detroit Red Top, just a couple segments at least.
Breaking it down?
Yeah, just getting into
That's
it.
That's fair.
Getting into it. All right, so.
I was actually here with some friends the other night. And I'm trying to remember what exactly we got. It was the, I'm not gonna be able to find it. I'm the worst. It was the New Yorker.
Is it a
fantastic
pizza?
Fantastic. Yeah.
What was on it?
You're gonna make me read this.
Yeah.
Mozzarella, tomato sauce, fennel sausage, house made, pepperoni, garlic, oregano, romano, and ricotta.
What stood out? What'd you like about it so much?
I mean, it was delicious.
Okay.
I'm not going to break it down like a food critic.
Well, I feel like I could.
Just something.
I feel like that's either, something. I feel like that's something we could do here on Cofield.
Things either taste good or they don't. There's not like that much.
A window into the mind and the psyche of the great Phil. All right, let's do a little. Let's do it. Let's do it. Thanks, Kwai. Appreciate that. Oh yeah. Keep in mind, NBA season kicks off this week. You said it, Adam. We're going to be on the road all week. So we'll be out at T-Mobile Plaza tomorrow. Get ready for VGK.
Carlson!
And Carlson. Kwai and
looking
Carlson.
For his first goal.
That's right. You talked to old Wild Bill today, didn't you?
Yeah, for quite a bit.
All
he's
right.
Yeah, we'll get into it.
All right. We'll talk about it tomorrow. Tease. We'll save it for tomorrow. All right, let's do a little abbreviated what's trending here. Let's just go around the landscape of the NFL and take away a couple of the big stories that I don't think we're going to get entirely into.
I'm going to finish your tease.
You do that.
We'll tell you tomorrow what William Carlson and ketchup have to do with each other.
You told me.
That's a real big tease.
I was surprised.
Yeah.
I was surprised. Not what I thought. Abbreviated version of what's trending. Adam, what happened in Tennessee? Listen, first of all, okay, I was pretty terrible on my picks. Now, the KC New England game, I did pick right on. I said reluctantly, I'm picking KC. This is the game of the week. I expect a big showdown. Brady lives for games like this. I actually think Brady will win by one or two and KC will cover. Call it a premonition. Now, I nailed that. It was the rest of everything that I absolutely just murdered, including this Tennessee and Baltimore game. I said, Tennessee getting points at home? Yeah, I'll take that, please. Thanks. Oops.
Well, first of all, since we are mentioning bets, Sunday we are at the Westgate, and you can come down and hang out with us. And we give a best bet at the end of every Sunday morning show.
That you didn't read my best bet on there, did you?
No.
Go see Cofield and Company at Pizza Rock inside Green Valley Ranch to watch the big matchup tonight in the NFL.
Good Monday, Las Vegas. Frank Harness checking in with you once again, and Monday means it's time to get ready to wrap up another week of NFL football action. Whether you're coming off a great week or whether you're trying to bail out from a not-so-great week, you know what you need to do. You need information to make your wager. For that, we call our good friends at Gordon Howard Global, 1-888-566-7878. We're talking once again with our good friend, Mr. Steve Barry. Now, Steve, I know you guys are coming off another good weekend, and you plan on capping it off tonight with San Fran and Green Bay.
Yeah, we had a great Saturday, a really good Sunday, and we are going to cap it off with San Fran Green Bay tonight. Packers laying 9.5, the total's 46.5. San Fran coming in at 1-4, not very good. Green Bay coming in not much better at 2-2-1. Both teams coming off losses the last time they played. Green Bay, I don't think, should be laying this many points to San Francisco. We know San Fran is playing with Beathard instead of Garoppolo, but the last 2 weeks he's averaging 325 yards of passing, so that's competent enough to be able to win games. Green Bay's trying to pick up just their second against the spread victory since week one. They are playing with a banged up Aaron Rodgers. He's going to be wearing a very heavy brace tonight. That will affect the game. I mean, at the beginning of the year, the schedule makers made this one of the key games of the year, and now it's turning out to be not so great, but it will be an exciting game, and it will be a game where you can make money. There are a lot of injuries on both sides of the ball. We have the information on these injuries that will make the game absolutely one-sided. Anybody can handicap this game, but not everyone can acquire information we have access to. Make the call and finally find out what working with professionals is all about. It's 1-888-566-7878. The San Francisco Green Bay investment winner at no charge. The winner is free. There's no hype. There's no hassle. There's no obligation. Make the call. 1-888-566-7878. San Fran Green Bay winner at no charge from Gordon Howard.
Now, Steve, when you have a game like this, and yeah, you said that one team is starting to play a little bit better. The other team's been struggling all year. But on Monday night, sometimes teams get up for that. You mentioned the injuries. There's also weather conditions. Weather's starting to change around the country. You need all the information. You need the right information. That's why people need to call Gordon Howard Global, 1-888-566-7878.
You're absolutely right, Frank. Information is key in these type of games. Well, another little thing I didn't mention, Mr. Crosby on Green Bay probably had the worst kicking experience of his life against the Lions. He missed five total kicks. Will that come into play mentally on his part tonight? That's the type of information you have to have. And as you said, whether you're coming off a great weekend like us or not, we have the answer. It's 1-888-566-7878. San Francisco, Green Bay winner at no charge from Gordon Howard.
It's Monday, and the place to watch the football game is Pizza Rock at Green Valley Ranch.
All right, welcome back to Cofield and Company out here at Pizza Rock at Green Valley Ranch. No Steve Cofield today. I am Ryan McKinnell. That is Adam Hill sitting across from me. Apologies for any minor technical difficulties there. Sort of have them in order and kind of continue on this abbreviated version of what's trending. And really, Adam, it's just a kind of look around the NFL to all the stories that we wouldn't be able to spend too much terrible time on. But I'll tell you what, there was just so much going on in the league this week. I couldn't pick what I wanted to talk about. And this is kind of something we talked about before we got cut off. And that was the improbability, at least from what I saw. I expected so much more from Tennessee, Adam. And not only did Tennessee not produce, they had one of the most disappointing outings in the history of their franchise. Even go back to Houston. That was absolutely pathetic.
Yeah, that was not good. 11 sacks, 10 completions.
Say that again.
11 sacks, 10 completions.
Like, that doesn't even compute in my brain.
It's insane.
How, I've been playing Madden, the video game, EA Sports, right? 25 years. I have never done anything like that in a video game on rookie. How does this happen in an NFL contest? What?
First of all, I did it on Tecmo Bowl with Jerry Gray.
Well, I didn't say Tecmo Bowl. I said Madden. Madden's a much more realistic simulation, Adam.
The Jerry Ball defense, all you had to do was line him up at nose tackle, control him, go right around the center, and then tackle the quarterback.
Speaking of Tecmo Bowl, did you see that stiff arm from Gronkowski last night? That was a Tecmo Bowl.
I'm trying to find exactly how many attempts. All right, I thought so. I was going to go do it off the top of my head, but I wanted to look it up. 15 pass attempts for Mariota. 15. That means he only got off 15 passes. He got sacked 11 times. He almost had more sacks than attempts.
Well, I mean, yeah, and at that point, you have to protect your quarterback, right?
Yeah, but it's him.
I mean, what I'm saying is you just give up on throwing the ball because you don't want to see him murdered.
Well, that, and I mean, you are trying to come back. It was
no, I'm saying is you stop. At that point, you stop trying to come back, right? Well, you're right. It wasn't a blowout. You're right.
I mean, for a long time, it was only 14-0.
Yeah.
It wasn't like they were completely out of the game. But you just have to do things differently. You have to get rid of the ball quicker. You have to run more screens and draws and that sort of thing and try to beat the defense, or hot routes underneath. There's just things you have to do, hitches and that sort of thing to just get the ball out of his hands. But there were some that were on Mariota, and I think the pressure was getting to him certainly, but it was also a lot of coverage sacks because Baltimore was absolutely just shutting them down. Their pass defense is insane. It's crazy. And, going into this game, I thought it was going to be a struggle. In fact, in my fantasy column last week, I said Mariota was the guy you have to bench and just get rid of for this week. You would have no success, and that proved to be the case. It was just a really tough matchup for them to try to deal with, and it was worse than I thought it was going to be. That stat is just staggering.
Hey, as we talk about fantasy, and since you have the column, I'm going to selfishly interject here and go off topic. What do I do with Jordan Howard?
I don't know. He doesn't fit the system. I mean, that's the biggest problem. He's not
Matt Nagy system.
Yeah, he's not a Nagy guy. So I don't know. Involved. I mean, Cohen is just much more of a fit. The goal line. I mean, I think you kind of need to hold on to him, unless somebody will give you something significant for him. But I don't think you can really get something for him at this time. I finally got him out of a couple lineups yesterday. I have him in a couple more. It's rough, but it's a system thing. I don't think it's a Jordan Howard thing, because we've seen Jordan Howard play at a very high level.
In multiple seasons, not just one season.
Yeah.
The track record's there.
Yeah, it's not the proper fit for the system, and I think they're still trying to figure out exactly how to use him.
All right, so we talked about the Titans. We talked a little bit, as I interject there, about Jordan Howard and the Bears. Let's stay in the NFC North. And I want to talk about a guy who, he didn't come out of nowhere necessarily. I mean, there were many people thought he was going to have a really good season, but I don't think anyone could have predicted what we're seeing out of Adam Thielen. I mean, it is incredible. Yesterday, he had his sixth consecutive game with a 100-yard season. Adam, that's a record. Adam, no one has ever done that before. Not Calvin Johnson, not Michael Irvin, not Jerry Rice. I take your pick. No one's done it, but Adam Thielen has. How incredible is this?
Oh, it's absolutely incredible, but it's it's we've seen him developing as a playmaker for sure over the last couple of years. I don't know if anybody saw this coming. I was incredibly high on him coming into the year, but for whatever reason, a lot of times you will just see players develop chemistry with each other very quickly. And I think for whatever reason, Cousins and Thielen just absolutely were on the same page right away.
Yeah.
And they've been able to work. Now, at some point during the season, there's going to be a lot of coverage shifted to Thielen. They know they're going to him whenever they need to make a play. Every time it's third down, you just look up and be like, yeah, find him. That's where they're going. And somehow they've been able to figure out how to keep him involved at that high of a level. He's just that good, and Cousins is on the same page with him. So I think you'll see other guys start to have some success when a lot of coverages are rotated over. But Thielen is just a really, really good player, and they've had to throw quite a bit. Like, they can't run the ball. So the offensive line being bad, their inability to run, they have to throw almost every down. And he's the guy that Cousins prefers to go to. So I don't think it's a fluke. I think they're going to have to keep doing it because I don't see their offensive line improving anytime soon.
Now, I want you to explain to me, because you just ran down the gamut of why this team is terrible. No offensive line, no running, no rushing attack, right? The defense has been shaky at best at multiple different points. If, as far as I'm concerned, it's the Cousins and Thielen show. And at some point, as you said, you're telling me that the Minnesota Vikings are going to win the NFC North. Because I just don't see that happen.
Yeah, their defense is going to get a lot better. You saw shades of it yesterday. And I think Cousins' consistency is an issue at times. There's no question. It has been going back to Washington. He'll put up big numbers, and people will that don't really watch the games are like, wow, look at that. And then you'll see, like, okay, there were some mistakes here. Now, I think he is a very high-level player when he's playing well. I think he has those lulls, and he's gone through a couple of them so far this season. But I think he's a good fit for what they're trying to do, and going forward, they will, again, I don't think their offensive line is going to get significantly better, but they will try to figure some things out, whether they can acquire somebody or, you know, find somebody out there that can block someone. You know, Dalvin Cook has been out. He's a much more explosive and dynamic playmaker than Murray. Murray, I think, is just a more of a consistent player, but Dalvin Cook can really break plays on his own. He just hasn't been healthy. So once he's ready to go, and I think they've definitely been holding him out. I think they want him to be fully healthy before they bring him back, because they tried to bring him back a little bit against the Rams and he just wasn't ready. I think they're like, hey, let's just get through this a couple games, get him fully healthy. If he can get anywhere close to that, he will be a difference maker in the running game, even if they can't fix the offensive line significantly. And they're figuring out how to play with no offensive line. I mean, it's very difficult, but they're figuring out. And the defense will come along. The defense is really good. They will get there. And they're kind of finding a way to survive some of these weeks until the defense figures it out.
Well, speaking of the NFC North, got the Green Bay Packers taking on the San Francisco 49ers, or the Santa Clara 49ers. I don't know what they're calling themselves these days. I don't know how they can call themselves the Bay Area San Francisco 49ers. But
Well, they're going to be the only team in the Bay Area.
That's true.
In 2 years.
That's true. We get John Gruden's Raiders. We'll be talking about them coming up at the Big 5 at 4. Plenty to talk about in Raider Nation. But, yes, the Packers and the 49ers showing down at Monday Night Football, kicking off in about 90 minutes. We're down here at Pizza Rock. Got happy hour specials running all the way till 6 o'clock. And, of course, we got giveaways and prizes to hand out to y'all when you get down here. We got Mighty Mighty Boston's tickets happening down at 3rd Street. We got tickets to the UNLV game showing down against the Nevada Wolfpack on November 24th. We got T-shirts. We got screen passes to Bohemian Rhapsody, the story of Freddie Mercury and Queen. Plenty of good stuff. We'll be down here at Pizza Rock at Green Valley Ranch holding it down with you guys. Come on down. Say hello to myself and Adam Hill. We don't bite. Well, Adam might. I don't. Can't speak for Adam. All right, Mr. Hill.
I don't like really touching people, so
that's
I don't
true.
Know that I would bite them.
Now, my favorite thing is to touch you in the studio and make
it's
you uncomfortable.
I'm a bottom feeder.
Awesome. That, yeah. That's why we need cameras in the studio. Y'all need to see how uncomfortable Adam Hill can get with a touch.
Please stop.
Or a graze.
Stop it.
Or just a... All right, so we're sticking around the NFL. We're doing a little rip-around action here. I want to talk about two things. Well, I want to talk about one thing, the city of Los Angeles. What I want to talk about, two people in that city of Los Angeles. Let's start, as we were talking about breakouts, we were talking about Adam Thielen, right? Well, there are a lot of people that thought, okay, yeah, he's going to be a good receiver. We didn't think he was going to be this good. I think the same thing can be said about Melvin Gordon. He scored 0 touchdowns as a rookie in 2015, okay? Yeah, Most people, you know, I don't think people were overreacting to it. They were just saying, okay, you know, Melvin Gordon, you know, we'll see what happens. But I think a lot of people were disappointed with that. Yeah, since then, since 2015, he has 33 touchdowns, trailing only Todd Gurley at 34 for the most of the NFL. Does that surprise you when you hear that? Does that feel like it kind of snuck up on you?
No, not really. Okay. I mean, I think it's different for people that are fantasy obsessed. You know, numbers aren't really surprising. You kind of follow on a week to week basis and know. But yeah, I think it does jump out for sure when you look at it and say, okay, I mean, the production has absolutely been there. He's a very, very dynamic playmaker, and he's in a high powered offense. So it makes sense.
All right, so I follow that up. Obviously, a great outing from the Chargers.
Great outing for the Chargers. Very, very disappointing effort for the Browns.
And hold that thought, because we're going to be getting to that in about 3 minutes. Your Cleveland Browns, right, Adam Hill. But I do want to end real quick on the other running back in Los Angeles, and it's a guy we talked about, right? 34 touchdowns in the same time that Melvin Gordon had 33, but they are the ultimate touchdown tandem in the city of Los Angeles. Unfortunately for fans, they don't play on the same team. But, of course, I'm talking about Todd Gurley of the Rams. He had a career high yesterday, 2 touchdowns, 208 rushing yards, which was the most from the Rams since some guy named Marshall Faulk in 2001. Pretty impressive.
Pretty impressive, and Gurley is absolutely fantastic.
Yeah.
So don't think of what I'm going to say right now as, oh, you're taking shots at Gurley. Gurley is awesome. He is incredible. But he's also in a perfect system and was in a perfect spot yesterday. If you look at how they were matching up, he plays for the best mind in football, in Sean McVay, by far. He's there. Belichick's there. Sorry.
Good. We don't want to get into that again.
I know. McVay Belichick is on a different planet. Everybody.
For those that missed it, yeah, we said if we had one game to win this season to take any coach, and Adam took McVay, and I obviously, and most sane people took Bill Belichick.
Schematically, it's really tough to match what Sean McVay does, especially on offense. And they're different coaches. Belichick is more of a defensive mind. Yeah. Offensive schemes, I have never, ever seen anyone ever close to what McVay does. And he puts Gurley, who is an explosive, dynamic, awesome playmaker, in great spots. And he knew yesterday going into that game, Denver's defense has been susceptible this season, especially against the run. They still have good corners. They still have a good pass rush. So what are you going to do as the Rams, who have been this up and down the field, all over the place, run and shoot, ball, you know, Goff getting the ball out to everybody, spreading the ball around to receivers, going downfield? Denver's probably going to go in and try to prepare for that. And McVay said, yeah, you can't stop the run. We've got a running back. Let's go. And he went into the game and absolutely established it early and often. And Gurley was the beneficiary of just a great game plan and a great offensive system. But again, sometimes when you say a system, you are demeaning what the players are and what they do and what they mean to it. No, McVay has this system because he knows Gurley is so good that he can use him in this way. And so it was an incredible job by them yesterday.
Well, you said it. Great game from Todd Gurley. Great game from Melvin Gordon. Melvin Gordon squaring off against the Cleveland Browns did not have a great game. You know who else didn't have a great game yesterday? Your Buffalo Bills. So I'm gonna ask you here, man. I don't know which was more embarrassing. Luckily, I'm not a fan of either one of these teams. You are. You have split your allegiance, I guess. So which was the more embarrassing outing yesterday? The Cleveland Browns, your Cleveland Browns, or your Buffalo Bills?
Well, the Browns were because of expectation. I mean, you expect the Browns have been, you know, they are improved. They've created some excitement. People were really fired up about that game yesterday, and it was a huge letdown because they were terrible all over the ball. Offense, defense, everything was awful. So I think that's more embarrassing. The Bills far exceeded expectations of what they were supposed to do. I mean, yeah, Josh Allen sucked. Guess what? Josh Allen sucks. Like, Josh Allen did what Josh Allen does. He's a terrible football player.
Did you see
this? And he played a terrible football game before he got hurt.
Did you see this pregame note from Allen?
What's the Allen and Benjamin stuff?
Yeah, did you see that?
I did, and...
am I reading too much into this? Because
Yes.
And
I am too. And here's the thing. We don't know the truth on it. Now, it's very easy to believe. And what happened is a reporter was on the field during the game and tweeted out. She said that Josh Allen came over and asked Kelvin Benjamin to work on routes, and Kelvin just said no, which is hilarious. But I will look for the response from Kelvin Benjamin after the game. But what Kelvin Benjamin said actually did make some sense. Now, I don't trust Kelvin Benjamin fully because this is who he is. I mean, he's a guy who created interceptions early in the season by not running routes fully.
Yeah.
He's a guy who's had a problem. He blamed everything on Cam going back to Carolina. No, a lot of that is you, bro. Like, you, it's you. So I get it, and I want to believe that this is what happened. I think what Kelvin Benjamin said after the game is, I don't know what people are talking about. We have a different warm-up schedule. Josh came over and said, hey, you need anything? And I said, no. And then we went about our ways like we always do before the game. Sometimes we say, yeah, let's work on this or let's work on this. Josh came over to me and said, hey, you need anything from me? And I said, no. And I totally, as much as I don't want to believe Kelvin Benjamin, it makes a lot more sense than a quarterback just coming over and say, hey, want to work on some routes? And you say, no. As much as I really wish that happened, and I really hope that really did happen, but I kind of believe Benjamin's excuse, not excuse, his answer over what the reporter thought she heard.
Okay, so Josh Allen goes down with an elbow. I don't know how concerned Bills Nation.
Total blessing in disguise.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't know how concerned Bills Nation is with that. They signed Derek Anderson.
Yep.
Recently. Still no Kaepernick. For whatever reason, Colin Kaepernick can't
Derek
get a job.
Derek Anderson, I know why Kaepernick can't get a job.
Yeah. Fun stat. Going back to that KC New England game, Adam. Starting quarterbacks all time at Gillette Stadium, 25 years and under, are 1-42 at Gillette Stadium all time. You know who that one is?
I do.
Colin Kaepernick. Anyway, besides the point.
He sucks, can't play.
Yeah, right. Yeah, he can't play in the league. So Derek Anderson gets signed. Josh Allen is out. Nate Peterman comes in, Adam, with a ton of confidence, apparently telling the sideline, I got this, right before not gotting this.
But that's completely – see, that – and I heard this a lot last night of people laughing and mocking and everything else.
Because he drops a touchdown after he says it?
He came in – listen – I'm saying this right now. I tweeted out, and I will tell you right now on the air.
Adam Hill sticking up for Nate Peterman.
People are going to – no, Nate Peterman is horrific. He's terrible, and you've seen that. But guess what? I said it yesterday on Twitter. I will tell you right now listening, and 95% of you, maybe 99% of you, are going to laugh and mock and joke. This is an absolute – no question in my mind that I'm right about this. Nate Peterman is far closer – to being an NFL quarterback than Josh Allen is.
Damn.
And probably ever will
Damn.
Be. Probably ever will be. And I have no doubt about that in my mind. Now, yes, Nate Peterman's interception percentage is horrible. And do I think Nate Peterman is an NFL quarterback? No. Do I think he's anywhere close to being an NFL quarterback? No. Is he good? No. Listen to what I'm saying. He is horrific. Should not be on a roster. Should not be anywhere near the NFL. Better than Josh Allen.
Well, I'll tell you this, Adam Hill. There is a glass half full with everything. You're sitting here talking about Nate Peterman being a better quarterback than Josh Allen. I'll tell you what. Yesterday, Nate Peterman's career passer rating actually rose from 25.7 to 29.9. How you like them apples?
Good for him. Yeah, and he came in. He came in, and I tweeted out, ended up being a push. But he came in trailing by 10 and took the lead.
You're not wrong.
So
you're on the Nate Peterman bandwagon.
I just went through it all. He does not belong on a roster. Shouldn't be playing. Shouldn't be anywhere near the NFL unless he buys tickets to a game. All of those things. Still better than Josh Allen.
All right, coming up next, we got the big 5-4. We got UNLV, VGK, Conor McGregor holding it down in Dallas Cowboys Stadium. What? And, of course,
Conor McGregor.
My favorite.
Better than Josh Allen.
My favorite story of the week. Pete Davidson and Ariana Grande are no more. That coming up next on the Big Five.
Prices plus food and drink specials starting at $4. It's Pizza Rock for Monday Night Football inside Green Valley Ranch.
Animals need homes, and Friendly Ford and the Animal Foundation will make that happen on Saturday, October 20th from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. at North Decatur and U.S. 95 during Paws for the Cause. Free microchipping from Warm Springs Animal Hospital and Blue Cross Animal Hospital for all dogs. So bring yours to Friendly Ford. Free food, demonstrations, plus free leashes, dog bowls, dog toys, frisbees, and more. Looking for your new co-driver or a new best friend? You'll find them during Paws for the Cause, October 20th at Friendly Ford, North Decatur and U.S. 95.
Rampart Casino's Race and Sportsbook is your new football headquarters. The $50,000 Red Zone to Riches and Beat the Bookie free football contests. Thursday night football parties. Ruler of the Room Parlay Card Challenge. Plus game day food and drink specials. Only at Rampart.
It's Paul Powell!
I'm attorney Paul Powell. If you've been in an accident, hiring the right lawyer can make a huge difference. And unlike most lawyers, I won't take more money than you at the end of your case. That means more money in your pocket, right where it belongs. Call me right now. 728-5500. Paul Powell. More lawyer, less fee.
ESPN 1100 invites you to our home for Monday Night Football, Pizza Rock, inside Green Valley Ranch Hotel Casino. Come watch football with ESPN 1100 on Pizza Rock.